It's a great pleasure to be here, and it's a true privilege to have been selected as mayor of this great city by my colleagues on the City Council. It's a humbling yet inspiring experience to follow in the shoes and the footsteps of our beloved Mayor McBride. There went my shoe joke. Oh my gosh. She left some very stylish shoes to fill, but I'm excited to fill them. I'd like to recognize Joan for her more than 16 years of service and hard work to this community. I think this first few days has given me a new appreciation of how hard Joan worked. Joan advised me to embrace the idea of being a public servant. Today, it's my honor to stand before you and deliver the mayor's annual State of the City address. I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of the business community in Kirkland. Our vision statement for Kirkland says that we are an attractive, vibrant, and inviting place to live and work. Without businesses like yours, that vision cannot happen. You provide the services that our residents want and need. You provide the jobs that allow them to buy their homes and raise their families. You generate revenues that keep our property taxes and utility taxes low and allow the city to invest in police officers and firefighters, in sidewalks and ball fields. The large and small businesses that you own or operate are critical to our quality of life and make Kirkland one of the most livable cities in America. On behalf of the City Council, I want to thank you for all that you do and assure you that this council is committed to helping you succeed. Confucius said, "Study the past if you would define the future." And William Shakespeare wrote in The Tempest, that what is past is prologue. Therefore, before we look ahead, it's important to take a look back. 4 years ago was a time of challenge and uncertainty for the city. The previous council was often viewed as dysfunctional by our citizens. We were searching for a city manager for the first time in 12 years. The annexation of 31,000 new residents was a looming unknown. The Great Recession was deepening and city revenues plummeted. Garbage cans were removed from parks, and restrooms near playgrounds were closed. Our streets were developing cracks and potholes. Totem Lake Boulevard was constantly underwater. An abandoned, weed-infested railroad track was an ugly barrier that split Kirkland in half. Businesses were closing, and jobs were being lost. That was not the Kirkland that our citizens expect or deserve. And it was not the Kirkland that had been entrusted to us by the visionary councils, businesses, and residents that had come before. City leaders like Bill Woods, Nona Gantz, Santos Contreras, Al Locke, the names go on and on, built us all a green, beautiful city on the lake, a community of strong schools and safe streets, a community that had the courage to preserve a magical string of waterfront properties that have become the defining treasure and signature of this city. A community that by thoughtful planning had resisted, with all due respect to my colleagues in Bellevue, resisted the tall towers of Bellevue and grew gracefully while retaining a small town feel. The challenge faced by the new council in 2009, just 4 years ago, was how to protect and restore that legacy. This council met that challenge with decisive, responsive government. Our former deputy mayor and current council member, Doreen Marchione, insisted that we reestablish professional behavior and collegiality and led us in the adoption of a code of ethics to guide the council and government. We hired an enthusiastic and talented new city manager, Mr. Triplett. Mr. Triplett reminded us that the best way to achieve goals is to set them. He helped the council establish an annual work program to ensure we spent our resources on what mattered. This work plan is at your place. If you get bored of my talk, you can refer to it as pictures. The city manager combined the very best of our stellar team at City Hall with talented new voices, known and respected in the region, some of them are in this room, to attack our work program. The council and staff became a dynamic team whose only goal was and is the well-being of the constituents that we all serve together. With relentless focus on the work plan, we successfully accomplished the largest single annexation in the history of this region. We leveraged our existing resources so that even as our population grew by 66%, we only increased our staff by 25%. We sharpened our pencils and made tough financial decisions. We cut budgets and we cut programs. Most difficult of all, we really laid off dedicated and loyal employees. Councilmember David Asher reminded us to create performance measures and to insist on accountability to our goals. We set aside millions of dollars to replenish depleted reserves. In the teeth of the recession, our strong financial stewardship achieved us the AAA credit rating that Kirkland retains to this day. We proposed prudent investments to our citizens who overwhelmingly passed our parks and street levies in 2012. Councilmember Jay Arnold worked as a citizen advocate for responsible investment in our parks and open spaces. The council authorized nearly $5 million in stormwater pipes and culverts infrastructure to solve the flooding problem at Totem Lake. We spent another $5 million to purchase that rail line and turn it into the Cross Kirkland Corridor that now connects all of Kirkland rather than divides it. We focused on jobs and development behind Mayor McBride, who proclaimed throughout this region that Kirkland was open for business. And decisive, responsive government is working. We are paving our streets. We are adding flashing beacons and building sidewalks throughout the city. We restored our parks and we're acquiring new ones. The economy is rebounding. Google is expanding in Kirkland, bringing another 1,000 high-tech jobs to our city. We have over 800,000 square feet of commercial development and 1,500 residential units in the permit pipeline right now. We're emerging from Shakespeare's Tempest. Decisive, responsive government that meets challenges and solves problems. That is what we've been for the past 4 years, and that is what we will continue to be for the next. Because of decisive, responsive government, the state of the city is poised. We are poised to come into our own as the sixth largest city in King County and the 13th largest city in Washington State. With renewed economic strength, we're poised to tackle the big issues and the big ideas. We're poised to be bold. We are poised to be a force to be reckoned with in this region, and we must seize the opportunities before us. So what are these opportunities? What choices do we face to protect and enhance our quality of life? Many of the big ideas can be found in the 2013-14 City Work Plan. We must remain fiscally disciplined even as revenues rebound. In 2022, we will lose almost $3.5 million annually as the state sales tax credit that made our annexation possible expires. To balance our budget and to retain the essential AAA credit rating, we must prepare for this lost revenue. We must partner with our employees to keep the cost of government sustainable, and we must forego the temptation of nice-to-have programs today and set aside revenues so that we can provide the essential services tomorrow. But saving money will not be enough. We need to keep growing our economy as well. We must complete our development services plan and simplify our zoning code to keep our businesses thriving. We must make Park Place happen, and we must redevelop the Totem Lake Mall. Yes. Council member Toby Nixon keeps us on task as we work to complete our public safety building and to implement our fire strategic plan, which will keep our citizens safe. We must find a way to replace the Juanita Aquatic Center when it closes in 2017. Deputy Mayor Penny Sweet has consistently stated that our responsibility as a city with nearly 10 miles, 9.5 miles of shoreline cannot be without a pool that teaches our children to swim, allows our students to compete, and keeps our seniors fit. We must use our parks and road levies to re-energize our neighborhoods, and we should help our neighborhood organizations to achieve more. They can be the connectors and creators of community. They can be the structure by which we watch out for our children and watch over our seniors. One of the best ways we can improve our neighborhoods is to complete the interim trail and the master plan for the Cross Kirkland Corridor that connects our city. Probably our biggest task is to cease worrying about the future and to start preparing for it. We will do this as we update our comprehensive plan and create a vision for the city in the year 2035. Many of you in this room have already helped us deliver that vision, define that vision, excuse me. Here's another invitation. There's a postcard on your place. This is another invitation. We want you to be a part of this conversation. We need your voices in this conversation. So far, we've heard from hundreds of residents and businesses throughout the city, and the vision is remarkably similar, whether you're from Bridal Trails or Finn Hill, from Moss Bay or Kingsgate. Our citizens use these words to define the Kirkland of our future: livable, walkable, green, and vibrant. They expect us to adopt a comprehensive plan and a transportation master plan that will deliver that vision. This city council intends to do just that, but doing so will require courageous choices in the best interests of our city. It will require us to communicate honestly and openly with our citizens. It will require us to listen. It will require us to welcome the new jobs and housing that the Growth Management Act assigns to Kirkland. We welcome them, not simply because the law says we must, but because doing so stops sprawl and protects our region's precious farms and forests, our streams and our salmon. Welcoming growth also brings the goods and services that we want in our own city and means that we don't have to drive to Woodinville or, due respect, Bellevue to buy what we need. We can welcome this growth while protecting our single-family neighborhoods and our environment. To accomplish this, we must accept density and channel this growth into our multifamily zones, into our business districts, and into Totem Lake. In her final council meeting, Mayor McBride encouraged us to remember that every citizen is essential. She was right. It's often said that the measure of a great society is how it treats those who struggle the most. We must also plan for those who are less fortunate and who are not participating in the prosperity of the East Side. No child should be hungry in Kirkland, and no adult should be homeless. Yet, these problems exist. But with decisive and responsive government, Kirkland can partner with organizations like HopeLink, KIF, and Nourishing Networks to help solve them. Councilmember Shelley Kloba urges us that we must remain a just and compassionate city. As we dream big about our future, we must also stay grounded in the present. Even as we focus on Totem Lake as the city's an economic heart, we must never lose sight of its downtown, which embodies its soul. Our incredible parks, galleries, and restaurants are wasted if businesses cannot hang out a sign to attract their customers, and their customers can't find a parking space. We will take steps to fix these problems. In 2014, the City Council will evaluate and implement concrete actions to make a more effective use of the current spaces and to increase the number of publicly available parking spaces in and around the downtown core. And as Kirkland plans to build things like streets, parks, shops, and housing, and pools, we must remember that our primary job is to serve people. We work hard at listening and at solving problems, but we can always improve. Cafe Ladro's posts a sign that says, "We believe that profound service changes the world." Kirkland should strive to provide profound service. I'll be asking my colleagues on the council to join me in creating a customer service initiative and a customer service pledge for Kirkland. We will demonstrate our commitment to responsive government by providing the very best customer service in the region. My husband and I own Ford Hyundai of Kirkland. Ford's national campaign is that "and" is much better than "or." So it's better to get great gas mileage and great comfort rather than great gas mileage or great comfort. This "and" is better than "or" is also true for Kirkland. Our citizens want a Kirkland that is green and vibrant, not a Kirkland that is livable or walkable. Kirkland City government must continue to be decisive and responsive. We must solve problems and meet challenges. We can plan for cars and buses, bicycles and pedestrians. Working together, we can have great businesses and great neighborhoods. We can have a thriving economy and a healthy environment. We can achieve prosperity and leave no one behind. This can be done by 2035, and we should strive to achieve it today. As your new mayor, I pledge myself to working with all of you and the City Council to make this vision possible. And together, we'll keep Kirkland the most livable city in America. Thank you so much.